The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello, it's the Odd Pod again. Another day, another dollar. And today we delve back into the archives and bring you a section of the millions of miles of tape that we have stored back here at Broadcasting House, and bring you a programme that was first recorded and aired in 1992, where historian Peter Kelly and broadcaster David Collister talk about a well-known local landmark, or is it a watermark, in Douglas.
Well, you might just detect from the sound that today we're at the water's edge, and I ask Peter Kelly the usual question: what's Kelly's eye looking at today?
Well, if you can wait a minute till the lighthouse flashes in this direction, David, I can then see what I'm looking at, which is probably a damn good example of some Victorian castellation.
Now, we mustn't let on that it's late in the evening, not to say night time, and we're peering through the mist. But out in the distance there is a familiar, not landmark, I suppose, sea mark, is it?
Well, it's landmark. It's tied down to the land. It is, of course, the Tower of Refuge. It's been there a long time, and it's something which I must admit I always marvel at, primarily because of the fact that having been built as far back as it was, which I'll refer to in a moment, when you consider all the high seas and the gales and the storms that we've had, you never see anybody repairing it. It seems to stand up to it far far better than the stabbits and promenades at Ganzi and what have you. It's a remarkable piece, not only of architecture, but of engineering.
But, of course, not many people can get out to it to do much damage to it, really.
Well, it's the damage from the waves and the elements I was thinking of. But anyway, let's launch in and say why it was there. It stands, of course, as you know, on a rock, which just at this moment in time we can see a bit of it because the tide is either halfway in or halfway out, I'm not too sure. But of course, when we do reach full tide, the rock is completely covered, and that presented great problems back in the 1700s and early 1800s as well, with shipping coming across, because we only had the Red Pier in those days, which is half the length of the Edward Pier, where the Edward Pier stands, and so shipping coming to Douglas for the first time would see the pier and would naturally come straight across the bay, only to suddenly find themselves up on top of the rock.
On the rocks.
So William Hillary decided that something was needed there to act as a beacon. When I say beacon, not necessarily something that was lit, but something there to be a marker. And so he came up with the idea of building this little tower, which would therefore say to mariners, look, I'm obviously standing here for a reason because my feet are on the ground, please avoid me. And he first broached the subject by writing to the local paper in 1831. And he proposed that by public subscription something be erected. The tower was designed by John Welsh, who'd come to the island and had designed a number of churches and actually also designed the Smelt Memorial. And he very cleverly designed it in such a way, particularly with that round tower at the back, that it would dissipate the waves rather than building a square fort-like structure. Mm. The foundation stone was laid on St. George's Day, great ceremony, of course, very patriotic, 1832, and it was complete sort of later that year. Public subscription managed to raise most of the money, not all of it by any means, something like £181, and William Hillary totted it up by the £73 that was short of the actual cost. The rock it's on was actually called St. Mary's Isle. Belonged to a Mr. Quain. Quite how he owned it, I don't know, but he subsequently handed over the title deeds to the Lifeboat Institute.
And, of course, when lifeboats are mentioned on the Isle of Man, Hillary's name comes out in that connection.
It does indeed, and the other thing which has happened over the passage of time is the title St. Mary's Isle has disappeared, and of course we now know it as Conister Rock, and I think many people from the blastings of, what, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago when they were doing the breakwater, we're now quite familiar with the Conister Flakes.
Conister Flakes? What on earth are those? We'll leave that for another day.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.